The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
Okay, so I have a question for you. Pretty serious, too. What kind of person do you think you are versus what kind of person do people see you as? You get what I'm saying here? Mm. Good morning. It's the Dana Cortez Show. My name is Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A. And to answer your question, Dana, I thought I would be like stoic and fierce and like a leader. That's what I assumed I would be. Until I was watching the UFC fights with my brothers over the past weekend. And nothing will humble you like the honest opinions of your siblings. Every, you know, UFC fighter, every mixed martial artist on the way to the ring, they get a fun nickname.
Like a boxer, the right? They get a middle.
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
Like
Iron Mike Tyson.
Iron Mike Tyson and these very strong names that are ready for combat. Okay. And I asked my brothers, I said, hey, guys, what would my nickname be? And without pausing, my older brother goes, Anthony, let's talk it out. Almanzar.
Wow. But did you really think you were stoic and fierce before this conversation with your brothers?
If I'm a UFC fighter and I'm walking to the octagon to battle, yes, I need a tough name. At least give me something that fits me like Cabeza or something with a big head or something. I don't know.
I agree with your brothers. It's Anthony. Let's think about this for a second. Almanzar.
Oh, you're in on it too now.
That's totally what I would call you. Yeah, Otto. Like Otto would be automatic, very angry on the road. The DJ to the corner. Like that would be it. Like very short-tempered, angry person, but still emotionally, because Otto's always mad. Anthony, you're always the breaker-upper of Otto and my, you know, let's say, disagreements. I mean, because you're the guy that, like, hey, let's think about this, guys.
It should just be Anthony, the mediator, Almanzar.
Yeah, there that's you go. That. But that's such a compliment, Anthony, that you're in control of your emotions and you're able to help others around you with that.
I'm going to tell you guys what I told my brothers. It's nice, but it doesn't sound good coming from y'all.
It also doesn't sound good to your opponent. Oh, I'm not scared of him. No, I think it is. I think it's a superpower. Somebody able to calm others down. We'll be having literal disagreements here on the radio, and you will come in with a joke because you're trying to make us come down from whatever, wherever angry place we are. We're having like this moment of seriousness, and then you're able to come in and calm down the situation. That's a superpower, Anthony.
I came up with another name for you. Angel Soft Anthony Almanzar.
Oh, I like that one too. That one's good.
Okay.
That's the one we should go with.
No. What about the diffuser?
The diffuser.
Okay. If you think that sounds more tough, let's do that. Mr. Diffuser, what do we have for National Day?
All right. We have National Mario Day every March 10th. Is dedicated to the Mario brothers, Mario and Luigi.
Gosh, how old is Mario now? He's been around since...
He's got to be in his 40s, right?
He's got to be. He has to be. For sure.
He originally made his debut in Donkey Kong.
Oh, yeah. He's a spinoff and way more popular than Donkey Kong to this day.
Yes. And we'll celebrate the anti-slavery activists who helped free over 300 slaves. Today is Harriet Tubman Day.
Oh, and it is Women's History Month. So do your Googles, talk to your kids about Harriet Tubman and what an important figure she is in the history of the United States.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
We've been talking about having a singles mixer now for almost a year, where we set up at some lounge or something and just invite single people to meet one another, you know, and get together and maybe make a love connection. And I haven't done it, but I think we need to work on it because producer Jack said we have Kelly on the line and she's single and she wants to talk about just her love life and being new here. Kelly, welcome to the Dana Cortez Show. Good morning.
Good morning, guys. So how are you? I've been trying to get a hold of you guys since August, since I moved here. So I just moved here from Miami. You're the best radio station I've found so far. Oh. But you know what I do? I wish you would play more freestyle because I'm a Miami bass girl.
DJ Khaled girl
in the house.
Yeah, so, Miami bass. So producer Jack said that you're single. Are you going out this weekend? You and your girlfriends?
I don't have any girlfriends here.
God.
It would be me. I'm going solo. Like, I do everything. I go roller skating solo.
Oh, I love
that. I'm a single girl. Like, I'm looking for my man. Like, where is he? Everybody told me he was in town. So I moved here in August. My mom is Alzheimer's.
To find one,
I take care of.
Oh,
yeah,
Kelly.
I'm single. So you guys, like, when you were talking about your single mixer, I'm in.
We need to
got
do it.
Together.
We need to do it. Like, we really do. We got to do it. I think
5'9". I think I'm attractive.
Oh, shoot. She's throwing out the height and everything.
Yeah. I'm ready to find love. And I just have put myself on the back burner for so long because I've been taking care of my mother because she has Alzheimer's. But now that I moved here, I have help. And I'm just ready to put myself first, you know? Like,
let's go.
But I need help.
I feel like,
you know, I need,
Kelly,
where
it's
can
time.
I go? Like, where can I go out and do things? Like,
we need
I just
the
need
singles mixer for sure. I think that is something we've been talking about and we keep kind of putting it off because I'm like, will people come? Is it something people want? It obviously is because we have so many people talking about it. So let me get some stuff together. But you need to do.
Yeah, Anthony, are you ready? Let's go.
Yeah, you need to do Bumble Friends. You need to do Bumble Friends. I'm not kidding. When you go to Bumble,
okay. Right.
There's actually a part of the app where you can meet people that have common interests with you so you can become friends. It's hard to find friends when you get older. Like once you hit 25 and you're out of college and it's just like, where do I go to find just a friend? So you can get out there and put yourself out there with them, like in a group, so that you know what I mean? So you have, like, you can go on a cruise with your girlfriends.
You know, like, somebody said to me that they're like, they came to work and they're like, there's no attractive women here. And I'm like, well, I'm here.
What?
So what are they talking about?
What are they talking about?
They live in Miami.
Hold on. You're right.
Yeah.
There is a difference. There definitely
Kelly,
is a difference.
Kelly, I was once interviewing Pitbull. We were having this great conversation, and he said, you're about a 4 or 5 in Miami. And he was right. He was right. I couldn't even be mad.
He didn't say that. He said you were a 6, Dana.
Otto, whatever. Okay. I felt whatever it was.
Because I remember being offended. I was like, did you just call my wife a 6?
Was he lying? No. It's all right. It is what it is. You know.
He's fantastic. I've met him several times. He is amazing.
He's
a super nice
dude. He's a good guy.
Great artist. Well, okay.
So, yeah.
Now, don't hang up. Producer Jack's going to get all your details right now. We're going to try to put together a singles mixer because I think that, you know, I've just got so many girlfriends that are successful and having a great time in life and unable to find a person for them. That'd be great. Like back in the 90s and the early 2000s, you have this thing happening. We'll do it early so everybody can go to bed early, okay? Single people come out and have a good time. So we'll try to get that together. In the meantime, I need to know, if you just got into a relationship, how did you meet your person? Let's help Kelly out and my girlfriends too. 877-730-DCS1.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Okay, where do you find love and where do you find friendship? Where do you find all of that when you're out of school? When you grow up and real life hits you. So if you just turn the radio on, Kelly called us earlier and she's just so fun. But she said something that really hit me because my girlfriends are going through this too. They and Otto, and you know, they're successful, they're beautiful, and they just can't find someone. Here's what Kelly had to say that made me ask the question, if you just entered into a relationship, how did you meet your person? Take a listen.
I don't have any girlfriends here.
Oh, God!
It would be me. I'm going solo. Like, I do everything. I go roller skating solo.
Oh, I love that.
I'm a single girl. Like, I'm looking for my man. Like, where is he?
So after Kelly's call, I asked, hey, how did you meet somebody? How did you meet your person? Did you recently find someone? And I want to talk to grown-ups, because once you get into the adult world, it's like work and home and work and home. And it's really hard to not only meet someone to fall in love with, even making friends. So we have Robert on line one. Welcome to the Dana Cortez Show. How are you?
I'm good. How are y'all doing this morning?
It's so good to talk to you. So what are you doing? What's happening in your world?
I've got a girlfriend now. We've been seeing each other for a few months. She's been absolutely amazing.
Wow. Okay, how'd you meet her?
Blessed.
How'd you meet her?
I actually met her at a sports bar.
Really?
One night.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay, so what you're telling me is I need to tell all my single friends to go to the sports bar and there are some single guys there maybe hanging out.
Quite possibly. I didn't realize that she was single. I was looking at her, kind of staring at her, and she walked up to me. I was like, oh, well, this works.
Oh!
Girl, shoot your shot. I like it. What did she say to you when she approached you?
She just asked me how I was doing, said hello to me, and we started talking, and next thing you know, we've been together ever since.
Wow. Okay. Did you like the fact that she's confident enough in herself that she went over to you to say hi and, shoot her shot and make her move?
You know, I'll say this. I've never met anyone like her. She's not even from the United States. She's been living here for about 15 years.
Uh-huh.
She's from South Africa.
Wow. Okay.
So it's a total different vibe, total different type of personality.
Mm-hmm.
And honestly, I think that's why it works so well for her and I.
Really? Do you feel like you're learning from each other? You have a lot to talk about and it's fun in that way?
Yes, exactly. Because, you know, I'm from the country. I'm just I'm a country guy. And so, bit of a redneck. You know, I drive old beat up trucks a lot of times and go country dancing, and she does not. She took me to my first rave like a month ago.
Did you love it?
This is different.
But it was fun, wasn't it?
It was fun. I enjoyed it. And so we actually plan on doing a 3-day camping trip for raves in May.
Okay, so, hey, that's the best of both worlds. A little country, a little rave, all put together in a camping trip.
Yes. So it's been amazing. It's been the best relationship I've ever had, honestly. I'm sitting there just like, wow.
Yeah, I'm glad you shared that because sometimes it's okay to go up to someone you like. You don't have to wait for the man to make the move. You can say, hey, what's your name? And even if he says, hey, I've got a girl, oh, fine. That's okay. Well, okay, all right. I just wanted to say hi, you know? Especially if you see someone looking at you and you're looking at them. Gosh, that's the worst. When you don't say hi and you just wonder, gosh, I wish I would have said something. Go say something. You never know. Oh, I hope y'all end up, like, together. You got to keep us in the know in this one, okay?
Oh, for sure. So far, everything has been perfect. Like, I couldn't ask for better. We've had our little tiffs and our differences, but we communicate and we talk through it, and that's the best way to be.
Well, that's life. If you told me it was perfect, yep, I'd have said it's not going to work out. So now I know you're good. Okay, I feel like what I need to do now then, Otto, and I need to stop being lazy and I need to get sales to get this DCS singles mixer together. Here's the deal, though. I need to know.
Good luck with that.
No, I'm going to ask people to call. If we have a list that I could say, look, this many people are going to come, we'll put you on a VIP list. We'll roll out the red carpet. If you would come to the singles mixer.
That sounds like a good amount of work for you, Miss Dana Cortez.
Well, I'm down for it. I just think that this is something my friends are always talking about it. Why don't we can be the solution. So 877-730-DCS1. Would you come to the DCS mixer? Leave your name, leave your number. You could call or text. And we're going to put it together.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Okay, so there's a show on Hulu. If you have Disney Plus, I don't know if you could just buy Hulu separate. I don't even know. It's called Love Story. And it's about John F. Kennedy Jr. and his wife, Carolyn Bessette Kennedy. But it follows their lives shortly before they met. And then it follows their lives as they fall in love, as they're friends, in and out. You know, they have all of these tumultuous situations happen in their relationship. Now, my timeline is obsessed with it. And I thought it was just me, right? And I've mentioned it here and there. But Otto, last night I'm talking to my sister-in-law, Sister Maddock, and my nephew, Aiden Maddock. And he says, have you seen this Love Story thing? I'm like, what? He's a 22-year-old in college. So for me,
he's not even 21.
Oh,
yet.
He's not even 21. You're right. He's 20. Yeah. I'm like, wait, hold up. He's like, yeah, it's about JFK Jr. Guy was kind of cool, huh? He's kind of cool. He dressed kind of cool and got babes and blah, blah, blah. And I was like, yeah, he was kind of a cool guy. They tragically died in a plane crash. And I mean, it's not a spoiler alert because it's history. But this story has got people just fascinated. Her coat that she wore, it's a Prada coat, just sold at auction for $192,000.
Oh, for a coat?
Otto. People are obsessed. They're obsessed with the style from the 90s, and she just exemplified that moment. It was just simplicity at its finest.
Is that a coat you wear, or you just like hang that coat
it's
up.
It's like a display like a coat?
Display, yeah. What do you...
If I'm spending $192,000, I'm going to go to bed with that coat. I'm going to come to work with that coat. I'm going to pull up to rodeo in that coat. Wherever I am, I'm wearing the Prada coat.
I feel like that's the equivalent to like a guy getting a signed jersey.
Really, Otto? Oh, is that how you feel?
Like, yeah, that's like if I was to get like a Michael Jordan signed jersey, I would. That's the equivalent to me because I don't think I'd be that excited.
No, it's not. No, it's not. It's not because there's photos of her in the coat all over New York walking with JFK Jr. and their dog. I think the coat was gifted to one of her friends by her mother. It's kind of rude to me that she would auction it off now. I don't know. Just me.
But beyond her being JFK Jr.'s significant other, she had like a big wave of her own, though, right? Was she like a fashion?
Yeah, yes, in the fashion world. Calvin Klein back in the day. Marky Mark and the Funky Bunch. Marky Mark wore the Calvin Klein underwear. Her idea with Kate Moss. And this is how fascinated people are with the Kennedys. Kim Kardashian bought Jackie Kennedy's Cartier watch.
Oh.
But she paid $379,500 for Jackie Kennedy Onassis vintage Cartier watch. Now, here's some controversy. Otto Ant. It was reported she bought it and then she took it home. And she did wear it to the White House back in 2019. I think she was advocating for prison reform. But Cartier supposedly is fighting her because they say that the watch belongs to the House of Cartier because of its historical importance.
Oh, well, they better come with $400,000 for Kim K.
Give me back my money. I'll give you back your watch.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Oh, so earlier, down in the DM, I think that I'm referencing where we were talking about things that your partner likes that annoy you. I mean, let's just be real. But you are intrigued and you act like it interests you because your partner loves it. And to be honest, you might even end up liking it somewhat. We got this call from Trey. Remember he was talking about his wife?
My wife. I love my wife so much, but she'll go, we'll watch shows and she'll be like, okay, well, let's watch The Nanny. I'm like, babe, we got so much out here. I'm like, dude, are you serious?
Trey, how do you not like The Nanny? It's one of the greatest TV shows of all time.
Trey, guess what? Dana likes to watch The Nanny, too.
I love The Nanny. So how about we do something different? Instead of talking about the things that we put up with and tolerate, the things that we love. Otto, there's something that you showed me. I'm going to tell you right now. I didn't understand it when I met you. Travel.
Oh.
See, where I grew up, people didn't travel a lot. In fact, a lot of people never left the little barrio that I grew up in. And you know that. We'll go back and sustain people living in the same place. And I always talk to my friends and my family, get on a plane, go outside, go travel. Take a little bit of money, put it aside. Today, I just got a notification. Southwest Airlines has a $59 sale. Guess what? You could be traveling somewhere, right? That to me was just priceless. Getting that passport for the first time, getting it stamped. Ooh. Anthony, I will never forget that. And leaving the continental U.S. and stepping on the beach. I had never been to a beach till I met Otto.
To show your partner new destinations is a very intimate thing. New experiences in general is a very intimate thing. Dana, do you recall your guys' first trip and like how long were you guys together before you guys took that trip?
We went to Mazatlan for our honeymoon. Oh. Yeah.
That's kind of a loaded question, though, Ant, because Dan and I worked together for a long time and we would go on work trips. Like, we'd gone to New York, we'd gone to LA, we'd gone to a bunch of different places for different events.
You guys had already kind of traveled with each other, so that does make a difference because that first trip, that first trip you take with a person, that's make or break.
Yeah. Well, we weren't together, so it was...
Yeah. We weren't sleeping in the same room. Later, the snoring and all that comes later. I didn't hit REM sleep for months till after I was dating Otto. I could not go into REM because I was afraid.
I want to say, you know, none of my relationships have worked out, but one of my exes, she did... Well, one of my exes left me with something very valuable. She left me with nice arch support. At first, I was very anti-Birkenstock sandals. Have you guys seen these things? I love them.
I have.
I love them. And when my ex showed me Birkenstocks, I was like, who wears those? What the hell? And now, dude, oh my God, I'll go into Whole Foods with my Birkenstocks and use them as conversation starters. With,
did you see these? They're on sale at Nordstrom Rack.
Yes, dude.
But you wear yours with socks.
Yeah, I do. There, yeah, I do. Cool. I wear mine like a millennial Latino man.
Yes.
Dana taught me how to pay my bills.
Oh,
I always had
boring.
I always had money. I just never used to pay my bills. As a matter of fact, I just got a text message that says I owe $60 to the doctor, and I was like, I'll pay it later.
No, we better send it to me. We cannot have bad credit over $60, Otto. Jeez. Okay, share with us what That's you funny. Love. Something that your partner showed you that really you've embraced and might have even changed your life. 877-730-DCS1. Call or text us right now.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
One of the most recognizable energy drinks wants to put you to sleep. I'm not kidding. Otto's going to give us details in food news. Hottest hashtags here on the Dana Cortez Show inside the Progressive Studios. I am Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A, a.k.a. Past Due Amount.
So last week inside hashtags, I told you to buy gas because it was going to go up. And even producer Jack, our producer here, went and bought gas. And sure enough, it's about an average of a dollar more than it was before we did the hashtag. Now I'm telling you, if you're going to take a flight, book it today. If you're traveling, book it today. Because most airlines purchase their fuel a month in advance. That month is almost up. So within the next 5 to 7 days, flights are going to go up. So
I saw this thing that jet fuel is going to skyrocket.
Yes. So book your flights. All right. What do we have for food news? DJ Automatic.
Red Bull is developing a sleep drink that guarantees 12 hours of uninterrupted rest.
Sign me up right now, honey. I will be their guinea pig. 12 hours.
I was going to say, I just need to find 12 hours that I can actually use. I can't remember the last time I had 12 hours off.
I can't remember the last time I had 7 hours of sleep. It, you know, without uninterrupted 12 hours, I might be a whole different person after 12 hours.
I don't even want to know the science behind how Red Bull is going to make us sleep for 12 hours.
I know, when they're like one of the most caffeinated drinks of all time. But obviously they know how to keep people awake, so they figured out how to put us to sleep too.
Red Bull gives you Z's.
It gives you Z's. Oh, if they're not doing that, I don't know what is the deal. But wouldn't you be down to try this? I know, as a person who has a lot of trouble sleeping, I'm not kidding you. Sounds like if it's not addictive, well, that's another topic. Huh? We don't know what's going to be in there. Maybe once a week.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.